Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. It's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Really excited to have you on. As you saw with the busy travel schedule with the three of us this summer, we had to kind of move the show a little bit further into the month than we used to. Hopefully next month we'll be back on schedule again. We normally come on the second Tuesday of every month, but you can always find us on the website, both for the website links I'm about to give out in a minute, and also to find out, you know, when is the show coming up next and everything. We keep the website updated at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So we have a really excited show lined up this evening. As always, Brigitte will be doing her channeling. If you want to find out more about the retreats that she has, the different types of work that she does, both in person and remotely, you can check out her website at lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. And I don't know about you, but the music is always so amazing. We're going to have a chance to hear Mike this evening. That was his introduction to the show that we run every time, which I absolutely love. I love it, and it's funny, but I have to say this evening it felt like it ran for 20 minutes. I'm not quite sure what was going on there. So I'm like, do I usually let it run this long? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just excited like a kid at Christmas just to get the show started. So to check out Mike's music, it's available for download, and he has quite a library assembled at his website at mikenyderc.com. That's mikenyderc.com. So if you missed those links, or I didn't spell them correct, no, I know I spelled them correctly, but if you didn't catch it in time to write it down, you can go to the radio website and the links are up there under the show. And that's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're going to be taking callers soon, and we'd love for you to call in. You get a channeled reading, which is not anything that's seen anywhere else on the internet or on radio. This is the only place you're going to find channel readings directly available to people without paying thousands of dollars for it. So take advantage and call in and talk to an archangel or ascended master through our friend Brigitte this evening by calling 646-716-9663, 646-716-9663. And my name is Mark Rawson. I'll be doing the Diksha blessing this evening. That's a blessing that goes out to give you something for your highest good. It's something that I've been doing for quite a few years now. It's actually embedded in any of the replays for this show, and it'll be embedded in this replay. And of course, I'll be doing the live blessing anytime that Mike plays music this evening. And with that, I'm going to give the floor to Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with all of you on tonight's radio show, and or with those of you who are listening at a later time to the recording, because time and space obviously means nothing to the Ascended Master. So even if you don't listen to it live and listen to it at a later time, you will get the same kind of effect from this radio show that really is geared to support you, to assist you in these times of transformation that we are going through, And we certainly are feeling with every new moon, every full moon, a certain level of intensity that seems to increase every time we say, oh my God, can it get more intense? And yes, it sometimes seems to get even more intense. So I'm very excited to be with all of you tonight. And I have to redefine these channeled readings that Mark talked about. First of all, we are going to have a general channeled message to everyone that where the masters and the angels come through after Mike plays the opening song. And that will usually take about 30 minutes to maybe even 45 minutes. It all depends. And at that point, which is usually around 9 p.m., then you can call in, and you're not getting a channeled reading, because then I would be on the phone all night long, but you're going to get a channeled message. So a pastor or an angel, whoever is there at that time, will answer your question. And what we found is that very often the question is not just your own question. It's actually a question geared to the whole group. So I invite you to not make it so personal that nobody else benefits from it, but maybe to word your question in a way that everybody can benefit from it at the same time, because the idea is that we're all working on this ascension process together, and what happens to one usually happens to all, and we find each other in these groups, whether it's listening to the radio show or going to gatherings, for a reason, to help and support each other on our path of enlightenment. Now, I have to say, usually when I do a radio show, I'm not really getting a chance to prepare much. I just do it at the spur of the moment. However I'm guided to, I will start talking to all of you. But ironically, in the last few days, I've been waking up early in the morning, probably still part of my jet lag, because I've just come back from Germany. My mom turned 80, so I went to Germany to see my family to celebrate her birthday. I gave it a little bit of thought. We just had a new moon, and I felt a shift with this new moon that felt significant, in that even talking to some others, there is something that is moving again. There is another drive where we are saying, wait a minute, what else can I do to bring my sanity back? And I purposely say sanity because whenever we go through transformation, whenever we go through a birthing process, there can also be a certain level of chaos, a certain level of uncertainty, a certain level where we are walking step by step blindfolded, not really knowing where the path is taking us. And when we go through these times where we really don't know the future, and even if there's a future, there can also be a little bit of the feeling of hopelessness or fear coming up. But what does fear really stand for? Fear is the absence of love. So where are we not giving ourselves enough love and support to allow us to move through these changes a little bit more easy and effortlessly? And then I thought a little bit further, or I was guided to think a little bit further. And I asked myself, bringing up the greatest difficulties for me right now, because I'm not different than anyone else. We go through our ups and downs, we have our fears, we have our darkness that we are facing. So I asked myself, you know, what is going on in my inner self that I sometimes feel like there's this battle of Armageddon going on within me, the battle between light and darkness, the battle between trying to control things versus just surrendering and being in a place of trust and faith. And it always sounds so great. Oh, all you have to do is let go and have trust and faith. But gosh, when you're in the middle of everything, that trust and faith thing can be your greatest test of initiation, because you're being triggered. Part of being human is that we have feelings, that we are part of the collective. And to deny ourselves being part of our collective is denying our spiritual self the experience of being in human form. Being in human form, having a human experience to learn more about spirituality, to learn more about our divine self. So what I found in the last 12 months, what apparently has been getting stronger and stronger for me on my path, is me questioning the values that I stand for or that I don't want to stand for, and how they apply to relationships, how they apply to where I live or not live, how they apply to my work, and do I have the strength and courage to stand up for these values? Do I change my life drastically to be in integrity with those values, or where am I compromising and why am I compromising? And is it necessary to compromise, or am I just afraid to take that leap of faith? And for me, it was very interesting too, because I just was in Germany. I experienced my family values again, my root values that I grew up with. And then I came back to America and I reminded myself why I wanted to live in this country from a little girl onwards. Really, it was kind of on the horizon that I would move to America, because there were so many things about America that I just loved. And I think the values that I loved are in connection to the values of a light worker. And so I wrote a few things down, and I just want you to think about, while I'm reading them to you, if they are also your values. If they feel good to you, if that rings something, since most of you are American or have lived here for a while, what does that mean to you? So, of course, the very first thing with America that you have to bring up is freedom. You have the Statue of Liberty in the front in New York as a sign of America. So America stands for freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of allowing yourself to be different. Think about all these different types of nationalities and this whole mix that is America from the very beginning. So as long as there's respect, the willingness to not fight among each other, you can live your individuality. You can live your uniqueness in this country. It is a country of opportunity. You can achieve things through hard work. Nothing is impossible. Change is embraced in this country to create a better life for tomorrow. If you talk to any of the Italian restaurants, their pizza is very different from the pizza in Italy, because they found ways to make the pizza better. And with a lot of things in this country, they take things from their country and they make it better. So America stands for using, not being afraid to change, but using change for betterment, to making things. And with that, of course, comes innovation, being willing to invent. Hey, the light bulb was invented here in America. A lot of things were found here in America that had a big impact on the rest of the world. And with that, of course, science. Science is huge in this country. Science. Science that is supposed to educate you. Think about Silicon Valley with the computers, through science, through innovation. All of these new technologies were created. iPhones, these watches that everybody is wearing. I mean, you name it. It was innovated, was found here in America. But one of the other things that really is strong about America is leadership. And we all have a sense of leadership within ourselves. We are willing to go where nobody else is willing to go. America kind of always is the one that sets the tone. Economically in the world, America always used to set the tone. Was a big brother that always protected those less fortunate, who stepped in when there was an earthquake and all kinds of problems happening. The American soldiers and help teams, they're always there. I admire that. And that's a light worker, isn't it? We go where nobody else goes. When someone is in need, we don't ask how much money they have for us. We will step in and help, right? And we kind of set an example for others too by living true to our heart. And so even though there are war sports, the idea, I think, more often is that the desire for the American people is to create peace through war. So you might say, well, America is war happy, but are they really, or are they trying their best through force necessarily, but with the end result of trying to create peace? Now, with all the pioneers in this country, you certainly have adventure, stepping into new territories, in God we trust, and also a certain level of kindness and generosity, so you help each other to move forward. So these are all very profound values, values that make your heart even sore, that make you want to be in this country. So ask yourself, in the environment that you're in, where have you compromised? Where have you allowed other voices to tell you differently? You hear a lot of America first. Is that really the true value of America or of Americans? Isn't it America first to be the leader, to help everyone else? So how do you define yourself within that America first concept? It is not about seclusion or walking your path alone. It's about setting the tone and setting the example and reaching out to the rest of the world to find new ways of living and a betterment. Then you also have to look at America within the international economy. It is a very, very important position because together, through import-export, through movement, we create a world market that's where everybody flourishes, not just America, but everybody flourishes. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up, because it feels like the collective lately has been about walking separate, walking the path alone. And that's not the consciousness that we light workers stand for. And so in many ways, it feels that what is trying to be portrayed to us through whoever is speaking is that we are more separate, or that we need to be separate, that we need to walk our own path. And it's against the values of the light workers. And so what I see and what I invite you to look at is how much of your own true values are being bombarded, are being questioned, are being turned upside down. And are you really willing to accept that? Or are you willing to stand up and fight for your truth? Are you willing to stand up in your life and ask yourself, where can I take a more active role to make those around me see that there are greater values to live by? The values of a light worker, the values of together are we strong. Together can we make a difference. Together we set examples. Not that the world is about capitalism or this country is about capitalism, but it's about so much more. And I think we are at a pivotal point right now where we have to ask ourselves in our own lives, where can we become even stronger in bringing forward the values that really matter to you, matter to your heart? Don't become complacent. Don't compromise. Stand up for who you are. If we can't express ourselves anymore for who we are, then is life even worth living for? So it is about finding avenues to express yourself, whether it's through blogging, whether it's through artwork, whether it's through dance, but express your divinity. Don't hold yourself back. And don't think about, well, how am I going to gain anything from this? How am I going to make money from this? You know, I've been doing my spiritual work for a long time. In the beginning, I did my work on a donation basis because I didn't even know if I was good in any of this. And I succeeded. People came to me because they heard about me. I didn't even have a brochure. I didn't have a business card. People found me. If you live by the core sentence, that this country was founded on, in God we trust, everything is going to be possible, everything. And so we had the new moon, and I invite you to sit down and to ask yourself, how do you choose to create or co-create that life that is your life? You might think you're just creating a bubble around you, but it all starts with the bubble that you live in, the energy that you send out. Because as you create this bubble, so the law of attraction, you're going to attract to you that what you need, and you're going to repel from you that what you no longer need. And when something interferes and comes into your bubble, don't get afraid and say, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not going to be able to uphold the bubble. But ask yourself, what fear is being triggered in you and why? And then use the violet flame. Use the Christ light and say, okay, let's bring more of the violet flame in. Let's bring more of the Christ love in. And let's embrace this trigger point so that I can transform and transmute it and keep spreading my bother out. A friend of mine reminded me of this beautiful mantra of simply stating, I am living my divine purpose now. I am living my divine purpose now. I don't need to know what that is. But what I do know is, if I live my divine purpose, I live the passion of my heart. Because my divine self is connected to my soul, my heart with me. If I live my divine purpose, I shall be happy. If I don't live my divine purpose, then I'm living in separation, in disharmony, in discord, and I won't. And one thing is true about the American people, we are all in the world in pursuit of happiness. Our divine purpose shall bring us that happiness. Everything else is just our desire to want, to need, to control. If you simply say, I am living my divine purpose now, you rest assured that what you bring to you will be opportunities that offer you great, great rewards of the heart. And with that, I am going to turn this over to Mike and Mark. Mike playing the music and Mark doing the Diksha. And I invite you, while you listen to the music and you receive the Diksha, to look at what's important to you. What values are you willing to fight for? And maybe it's time to express them even more so, to set even more so an example, to not let yourself get all depressed or diminished because there is this aggression out there, but to say, I am in God I trust, and in my alignment with my divine I am present, I can create a reality where love and honesty and kindness and generosity exist. I choose not to be like everyone else, but I choose to be true to the values that I hold dear to my heart, no matter what. And so I'm handing it over to the double M's, and then Saint Germain or whatever Master Angel wants to come through will come through to talk to all of you directly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike and Mark. Greetings, I am Serapis Bay, and I'm with you here this evening to remind you of the purification process that all of you are going to continue to be going through for the next few weeks and months. First, you're opening yourself up to the Lion's Gate, deepening your connection between heaven and earth, your spiritual self and your human self. Then it will continue to the full solar eclipse. In the solar eclipse, you're journeying deeper into your most inner parts of yourself. Purification is about looking at all parts of yourself and bringing balance to that what is fighting and in disharmony within yourself. And so when you look at your fears and when you look at your love and passion, they're all parts of the same continuum. They're all part of oneness. You are one with all that is. You are an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is. So I invite you to settle this in your heart and to take a deep breath and to remember that harmony through conflict no longer needs to be your reality. Harmony can simply be achieved through your willingness, the way you've acted in the past, to allow that inner voice, that inner sensing, that inner feeling to guide and to direct you. Inner guidance will become of utmost importance in the days ahead. The inner guidance is something you often run away from because within the stillness, you fear that also those emotions are going to come up that create depression and sadness and sorrow. But that is your human self doing its best to keep you in a place of separation. The truth is that in this stillness, you find your beautiful, radiant, divine light, your flame, your essence. That is the voice you're hearing, your own divine voice. And so I invite you to stop running. We've said it to you before. There are amazing ways that you keep yourself busy. Observe if that what it is that you're doing at each moment is absolutely necessary, or if it is something that you do out of habit. Question your habits right now. Question your routines and be willing to step out of your routines. Be willing to try something new. Even if it is as simple as taking a different route to work or to your friend or to your family, do something different. Break up the norm. Be willing to bring change to you. In this process, in this breaking up of the routine, you're getting yourself, you're getting your human self used to being willing to experience the unknown. In the unknown that you shall find your true divine gift. It is in the unknown that you shall find your true strength and power. All of you are leaders in your own right. All of you are light workers, beacons of love and hope. You might have forgotten that every so often. You might have forgotten it because of the demands that life seems to put on you. But the truth is, you are the one that is putting the demands onto your own self. And that pressure is building from around you. It is your own self that is putting the pressure onto you. And so when you feel that pressure building, take a look. What thought processes are really going on within you? What is that judgmental voice telling you that is trying to keep you small? It is not the voice that comes from a place of love. If it is the voice that comes from a place of love, then you know it is your divine self speaking to you. So I invite you now to take a few deep breaths, to put one hand on your heart, and to feel underneath your hand the warmth of the light that is your true divine light. Let it pull you into your own self and be willing to feel all that, what you might call your own inner darkness, that what you might call your fear, your hopelessness, your sadness, which you might also have become aware of as not just your own fear, sadness, and hopelessness, but it is the fear and sadness and hopelessness of the collective as well, because you are not separate. And as much as you might want to try to separate yourself, doing so also separates you from God, Source, Creator, all that is. So I would not advise you to do your mightiest best to be in a place of separation from the collective. You're just fighting a part of your own self. But what I invite you to do is just like looking upon a solar eclipse, to look upon the light within you that might be covered up by that darkness that creates that solar eclipse, and yet live in the knowing that if you wait for a moment, that darkness will move. And the true light of your divine essence will come forward again, because it has never been gone. It might have been hidden, but it has never been gone. Now a few breaths. In breaths and out breaths. And allow that light to peek around the corners, to come forward again in full force, filling you up and shining even through that darkness, because the darkness is only part of all that is. Just the light is part of the darkness is part of the light. And so if you allow both of those parts to simply become one, it will change the heaviness. It will change its essence. And it will allow you to move into a more liberated state of existence. Now, all the physical pain you have is only your unwillingness to allow that light to come through into every part of yourself. There's a fear that wants you to stay separate from your true divine essence, out of fear of the consequences, out of fear of the unknown, or sometimes even because you've gotten so used to fear that you simply make it part of your reality. But there is something so much more fulfilling for you to experience. And it has nothing to do with the environment. It has nothing to do with your work situation or your marriage or everything that in your life seems to suppress you. As you allow that light to grow from within outward, everything in your outer is going to change too. You will even begin to step more lightly and therefore not putting so much pressure on your body, on your legs, on your feet, on your knees. The idea is to dance through the day, to allow yourself to be more flexible, softer, more playful. And in doing so, not seeing the outer world so seriously, but simply as a matrix that can change based on your thought patterns, based on your willingness to let your divine essence flow through into the matrix, reshaping it to become into perfect alignment, to move into perfect alignment with you. And so I invite you to do this right now. To just take some deep breath in and out. Let that light within you pierce through any darkness, any sadness, any hopelessness that might be set within your heart. Let it pierce through, do its work, allow it to grow further. Now that this is happening, all your doubt, all your questioning is not going to diminish the strength and the power of divine light that is within all of you. Let it grow. Let it now start to pierce through your human self into your surrounding, touching upon the room you're sitting in, touching upon those who you're close to, touching upon everything in your life that sometimes feels to put so much pressure on you that you can barely breathe. Feel in this process your lungs opening up further, your heart opening up further, your inner senses opening up further. And I understand that some of you have some very challenging physical conditions. But again, I invite you to let your divine light spread into all those physical conditions and to release all attachments to any outcomes, all attachments to the conditions of needing to know what it's all about. And just for a moment, be willing to not know. Be willing to just allow the divine essence within you to do what's for your highest good, whatever that is. You don't need to know. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself through the concept of not knowing, of the concept of not having to do something or to be something, of just allowing that light to do the work for you. Allows for this process your nervous system to relax. Your nervous system has been overstimulated because of you consistently and constantly you should be doing. How can you do something differently? How can you release that what no longer is in alignment with your heart? Questioning and questioning, overstimulating you. Now it's time to just be the light. When the questioning, when the mind wants to interfere in this process, simply breathe light into it. And when I say breathe in light, use the out-breath and make the out-breath even loud to breathe that light into the thought patterns that create friction, discomfort, doubt. Keep doing that. And you will begin to feel lighter. You will begin to feel more expanded. And you will begin to feel that you're no longer just you. You are now beginning to feel that you're also the room. You're also one with all your friends, all your family members, all your colleagues at work, teachers, even your enemies. You're one with all. And now allow your consciousness through the lightness of your divine essence to spread even further, to become one with the collective of this country or whatever country you find yourself in, to become one with the word, to become one with the moon and the sun, with the planets of the solar system, to become one with the galaxy that is holding within it many solar systems, to become one with the universe, and with the great source of all that is. In this moment of expansion, you lose all sense of form for a moment. Move back into formless consciousness, the consciousness out of which you were born from, the God consciousness. Call it God consciousness. Call it the consciousness of the great spirit of all that is. Call it the consciousness of Allah. Call it the consciousness of whatever helps you define source, creator, all that is. You're one of it. And from this extended place, everything is possible. There are no limits. This is the place of true potentiality. This is a place you can truly breathe, that you don't have to justify yourself. You don't even have to define yourself here, because there is no definition. There is no form. There is no limit. And so your in-breath and out-breath becomes now the in-breath and out-breath of the great consciousness of all. In this place lies your true essence, your true power, your true light, your true love. It is here where you find the Christ consciousness being born out of. This is a place that you want to seek out as much as you can. This will help you with your physical elements. It will help your nervous system. It shall help your muscular structure. And from this place, inflammation in your body shall be reduced and vanish. But this is the only place where you are not going to be pulled into the intensity of the transformation that is occurring on Earth at this time. And I understand your concern. How is it possible to move into this place of all oneness, vastness, by yourself? It is possible, because you're never alone. It is possible when you time to create an environment that makes it possible. Make it your priority. Don't allow something else to change your priority. Being in this place of all oneness, that should always be your priority. Because stepping out of this place back into form then allows you to experience your human self in a very different way, in a more empowered way, in a more focused way. And so now, just like they teach you in Kabbalah, allow yourself now this love and this compassion, not seeing your human self for its limitations, but looking upon your human self as a sacred temple that holds your divinity, that holds your light. And so when you allow yourself to step out of this all-oneness consciousness as a spark of light back into your human self through your crown, re-enter your body, not from a place of comfort in the knowing that it will feel dense, but from a place of joy, knowing that this body is giving you the opportunity to experience your divinity in ways that would not be possible otherwise. Let your human form become the channel and instrument of your own divine essence, the tool that can be used to anchor your divine essence into the human world, into the human collective consciousness, into Gaia, who so much needs you at this time. Don't ever underestimate your divine purpose as a bridge, as a channel, as an instrument, but most importantly, as a human temper for spirit to be part of the collective consciousness of humanity and of Earth. And so re-enter your body, celebrating the sacred temper, celebrating your human self, and not fearing the challenges of the days ahead, but celebrating the knowing that your divine essence is strong enough to make everything possible. And now that I, Serapis Bey, am very much assisting and supporting you at this time of initiation, you are consistently going through one rebirth after another. Every rebirth symbolizes a death of the old you, a death of the old consciousness, a death of an old value system. But it's necessary. You're treading a path so others can follow it too. Rest assured, you will never be left alone. We, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, are always here to support you. So now feel yourself settle within your human form again, fully and completely. Allow once again that light that is your divine essence to fill you out, allowing yourself to feel rejuvenated and renewed. And as you settle your divine essence within you, cue Mike to play another piece of music, and I ask you, Mark, to do another Diksha blessing. Thank you both. Thank you both. Is there anybody calling in at this time with any questions, Mark?
I'm going to go ahead and grab a name in a minute. Let me go ahead and just give out the number. If you'd like to call in and do some questions, you can call 646-716-9663. It's 646-716-9663, and I will be right back.
Always remember. Go ahead.
We're all clear for this evening.
Always remember, as you walk from this tonight, that you have a beautiful, not only a beautiful light, but you have a beautiful sound and fragrance to yourself. Walk away, walk into each day in the knowing that you do make a difference and that you are very much needed on Earth at this time. Blessings to all of you. I am Serapis Bay, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for listening to tonight's radio show. And we will hand it over in a second for Mike's closing piece of music. Thank you, Mike and Mark, for your amazing music and healing so far. And looking forward, yes, I do believe it's going to be the second Tuesday of next month again. So I'm looking forward to being with all of you again then. Blessings to you and peace out.
Okay, are we ready, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good, Mike.
Well, thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, Brigida.
Good night. Peace out.
All right. Good night. You've been listening to the Saint. Okay, you've been listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. We'll be back on the air on the second Tuesday of August, which is August 8th. And enjoy your summer, and we'll catch everybody next month. Good night, everybody.